Blog Talk Radio.
Bonjour. Dobro jutro. Good day. You're listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio, the world's largest social network, reaching listeners not only locally, nationally, but internationally. Imagine your voice, your story, your life, your passion. You're giving a voice to your passion. I'm giving a voice to my passion on Blog Talk Internet Radio. And it's circling the world. We've had an exciting week. On Tuesday, we're going to start 2017 by starting with a clean slate. No resolutions. They don't work. I want you to adapt the goal orientation mindset. Then on Wednesday, reclaim your passion. What is your passion? Or are you just walking around harboring it, saying, if only, I guess God, the universe, oh, that doesn't work, quit blaming. 2017 is when you're going to stand up and be that gifted, magnificent person that you are. You just don't know it. While traveling through this exciting journey of life, we sometimes forget how gifted, talented, and magnificent we are. Let's choose to share our dreams. It's never too late. Let's stay focused and release all thought patterns of lack and limitation and welcome the new. Let's choose to make now the best of the rest of our lives. It's our choice. Come on. Let's all slow down and dance with the now. Our work is done in mind alone, and the only equipment needed is thought. We live in mind, and it can only return to us what we think into it. You aren't what you think you are. You are what you think. Now go get a pen and pad. Write this down. You aren't what you think you are. You are what you think. Your mind is a creative garden in which your future grows. Your thoughts, your words, your deeds, your actions are seeds. Be careful what you sow. I'm asking you, how does your garden grow? You are the Michelangelo. You are the captain of your life, your ship. You make all of the decisions. Oh, wait a minute. I love what Steve Jobs said. Are you one of these that live your life according to the gospel of others? And I support that. Whose life are you living? Is it yours or someone else's? Give a voice to your passion. You could do it on talk radio just as I'm doing it. Yesterday we had Against All Odds. Mexico City is awakening to the world. Log on. The shows are archived, by the way. blogtalkradio.com/Kathy Watson, C-A-T-H-I. Click on January 10th. That's start the new year with a clean slate. The 11th, reclaim your passion. The 12th, against all odds. And today, vacation photos artwork. Turning vacation photos into artwork. And I'll tell you what I did with mine when I went to Africa. But let me give you the contact information. First of all, of course you're invited to call in. 347-637-3789. 347-637-3789. What trip do you have planned? And you see, there are two things that you do when you're taking an out-of-this-world experience trip. You take photos and you write a journal. Now, you can contact me via email, Kathy Studio, C-A-T-H-I, studio at sbcglobal.net. Log on to simplyageless.net website and Kathy Watson Speaks. And when you're on, it's the same website. It has two addresses. I have you covered, coming and going, net and com. Click on all of the buttons because I want to share with you what an exciting life I've had. And I'm moving higher on the path of life, which has no end, only new beginnings, oh, new portals and vistas to enter, to explore. Come soar with me, or do you want to run with the herd? If you want to run with the herd, it's okay. But I told you earlier that we're living longer, but not necessarily better. The quality of life eludes so many, and it doesn't have to be that way. You're listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio. The show is archived. blogtalkradio.com/Kathy Watson. Click on any date and you will hear the show. Now, when you're on my site, be sure you click on all of the buttons. Oh, my years in pageants. And you know that my mission and purpose is to redefine the perception of aging in America. Aging has been theorized, spiritualized, and intellectualized, but never glamorized. Log on pageants.com. Senior pageants, you will be amazed at the absolutely gorgeous divas. And by the way, octogenarians are shaping the world. And I loved what Roger Whittaker said in My Land is Kenya. We only have this one life, no matter who you are. You only have one life. What are you doing with it? What are you doing with it? Call in 347-637-3789. That's 347-637-3789. No guts, no glory. Are you too chicken? Are you too comfortable living in your comfort zone that even if the shoes pinch, you're not going to change anything because you're into blaming? Don't you just love to blame everyone in the whole world? Now, I'm going to do a little sidebar. Today is Friday the 13th. It never occurred to me that it was a day to dread. I didn't have the time to go online. I just didn't want to give it too much of my time. But in numerology, the number 13 is the karmic number of progress and growth. And then when I was just glancing through a bunch of the nonsense, did you know that Friday the 13th inspired 12 horror movies? I wouldn't waste my time. Embrace it. In numerology again, the number 13 is the karmic number of progress and growth. And I, for one, am moving higher on the path of life, which has no end, only new beginnings, new opportunities to soar. You know, I've been thinking about the pandemic youth craze enveloping America. It's like a stranglehold. Americans can't seem to let go. What's the obsession? We all know youth is a marvelous time, experimenting, trials and tribulations, dealing with dancing hormones. But don't you think it's time to think out of the box? What has your age got to do with it? I want you to recognize men and women who have made remarkable contributions to life and still are. And they're paving the way for aspiring entrepreneurs. Look at Tony Bennett, age 90. He's still leading an active, glorious life. So why, I ask, when you're over 50, you're invisible, extinct? Are marketeers so linear they can't see the bigger picture? Come on, we're living longer. Egads, over 77 million boomers, 80 million over the age 65, more than ages 25 to 45, with Yes, disposable and discretionary income, and willing to spend it in their best interest. But where in America's marketplace are their best interests? I sure don't know. Hello? Knock, knock. Is it just me? I'm not hearing protests from my peers. So I'll go it alone. I'm a torchbearer. I refuse to be invisible extinct. Move over, Bernard Kouchner, a 60-something high-energy French-born minister who made humanitarianism romantic. Leave it to the French. I love it. Marvelous segue to engage you, debate you, in embracing simply ageless for life, aging with style. Did you know a new era is emerging for ageless? Aging with glamour and style. Who said you can't be sexy, sensationally glamorous, 50 and beyond? The new aging paradigm redefines aging, the dynamic. 60, 70, 80 is the new 40, 50 diva. You see, I've been fortunate to experience life with naivete, combined with intelligent, creative, visionary, and futuristic insights. Do you want my cover story? Email kathystudio@sbcglobal.com, and I will give me your address. I'll send it to you. It won't cost you anything. I've led an incredible life. And when I look to the future, it is more exciting. With a little sadness, you know that I lost the Silver Fox on June 2nd, 2016. He turned around and fell at my feet, and he passed quietly and softly into eternal life. Of course, what memories I have, but I know that the Silver Fox would want me to keep moving forward. You're listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio. Click on simplyageless.net or kathywatsonspeaks.com. Oh, you'll love the video. Timeless Rhythms of Soul in Shakespeare. Even though Shakespeare was born in 1564, his works portray many of the same themes found in the great soul songs written 400 years later. James Brown and the Bard, Soul Songs in Shakespeare. Wait till you hear Roger's voice. We've given you our email. Our bags are packed. We will traverse the world to entertain you. It's an original. It's ours, the copyright. And Kathy Watson. Okay, scroll down to books. I self-published The Elixir of Youth. See, could it solve a spring chicken? Discover how you can look and feel younger and better longer than you ever thought possible. Right now. No costly equipment. No costly operations. They're my methods, all natural. And we use our fingertips, acupressure. And once you've learned the methods and techniques, they're yours for life. And they go with you everywhere. Hey, move over, Ponce de Leon. I have discovered the secrets to the fountain of youth. And now if you're going to get the book as an e-book and soft copy, they're affordable. Pay shipping and handling for the soft copy. If you're going to quote me, I do hope that you will give due diligence and give me credit. No, you didn't come up with it. I did. Decades and decades of research and development. Scroll down to Choices, available at Author House and Amazon.com. 14 of us bared our souls. Choices. You'll love the copy. Awe-inspiring choices revealed by successful entrepreneurs. Oh, wait till you read. They're all true. They're all true. Nonfiction. Scroll down to the heart of the lion. Traversing the Masai Mara, the Serengeti, that's when I wrote my journal and I took copious photos. And then I had the one of the elephants. It's the mama, the papa, the teenagers and the babies were crossing the road. We were out in the desert. And there was a big sign that said, elephants have the right of way. Remember, you're in their country. This is not yours. It is awe-inspiring. And when I go back to the journal, oh, I relive every moment. From the minute I left Chicago to New York and then boarding the plane, it was a photo safari. You'll just love it. And then I met Tom Puttrick. I gave him the journal, and he said, oh, I've got the story for you right now. And it took us a while to put it together, but it's available at Ex Libris and Amazon. And you do remember I said that books are great for gift-giving. Scroll down to 100, no, that's not on there yet, 101 Great Ways to Improve Your Life, Volume 2, David Ricklin. So 115 of us took out the time to help you enjoy a quality of life that I know that most of you aren't enjoying. And it's so simple. Don't you want to invest in you? Aren't you worth it? Do you live in a world of love? Only in a world of love can we unfold and bloom. Is your atmosphere TNT, toxic negative thinking? You ain't going nowhere, honey. And your health is going to plummet. You aren't what you think you are. You are what you think. And I'm thinking now that you should be calling in at 347-637-3789. Before I go on to this exciting vacation photos artwork, I want to acknowledge my sponsors. I really think of them as my partners. Can't you just feel the energy? The Brotherhood and Sisterhood Iron Workers Impact. Titanic, shaping and bridging the future, giant titans of incredible strength and vision coming together to create a stronger and better informed world. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by Impact, the Iron Workers Management Progressive Action Cooperative Trust, expanding job opportunities and iron workers through and for iron workers and their contractors through. They work together, the iron workers and the contractors. Impact brings them together through progressive and innovative cooperative programs, incorporating the Dom Perignon of construction trades with the safest, most productive, and efficient contractors in the world. To find out more, log on impact-net.org. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by the Dom Perignon of the international trades. Do you want a job or a career? Did you know that iron workers offer a full spectrum in career development? Earn while you learn. You see, my mission and purpose is to introduce you to ironworkers. I want you to acknowledge their brilliance and to recognize them as co-creators of art in the form of creative construction. Nothing would be standing today without the ironworkers, their work buried, never to be seen by the naked eye. It is my pleasure to illuminate the character of ironworkers, their hidden talents, to pay homage to their commitment to family work ethics revealed not only in their artistry, but in the spirit of brotherhood, sisterhood, and solidarity. To find out more, log on ironworkers.org. Now remember, I come from the world of classical ballet haute couture, and I married an ironworker. And they said it wouldn't last. Oh, we had our ups and downs. It was a learning curve. We were growing and learning about each other. We were together for 64 years. What memories. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by Greg McIntyre, our CPA. Oh, you could log on. You could email him at ahtax@ameritech.net. Oh, so you don't think that looks don't matter? Oh, yes, they do. Everyday happenings that we all experience takes its toll on our looks and our health. Stress, trauma, anger releases toxins into the body. And they're all leading factors in premature aging and in some cases death. Stress, stress, stress. We only have one life. This is it, no matter who you are. The book is available. Contact me, KathyStudio@sbcglobal.net. And it's an e-book and soft copy. Edith Nam is another author extraordinaire. Her mission and purpose is to introduce you to winning ways to positively energize your brain body through the latest book, her latest book, Change to a Positive Mindset and Extend Your Life and Lifeline. It's available at Amazon.com, Author House, Barnes & Noble. Did you know that home-based businesses are exploding? You don't need a college degree. More people are becoming wealthy today starting from nothing. What dream is dancing in your heart? I had mine, home-based business, when I was 25, able to reach my goals, fulfill my dreams, and it offered me infinite opportunities to challenge myself, to believe in myself. And I didn't have to invest huge capital. Do you know how to get in touch with me? KathyStudio@sbcglobal.net. And if you want to give a voice to your passion, imagine your own half-hour radio show, live on Blog Talk. No loose cannons. I coordinate. I choreograph. I design it. But you are in the spotlight. Let's see what you've got. You're listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio. Turning vacation photos into artwork. Did it ever occur to you that you could display your shots on wood boards and stick and peel fabrics? And then there are some websites that I believe, yes, if you go down, if you're online with me, Snap, Fish, and Shutterfly, Professional Photoshops, and Adorsima, MPIX, drugstores, what memories. I took many of my photos to the drugstore and had them enlarge them. And I look at them today, and I see me in Africa. I see me on board all of the international cruise ships that I have the pleasure of being invited on as speaker on board, and I traverse the world. So you see, it's still the season for family travel and photos, but don't forget to write a journal. Enlarge some of those images that swept you away, a snowy landscape, or tropical getaways to decorate your home. Did you ever think of turning vacation photos into artwork? Choose a glossy or matte finish. Print a photo on canvas or make it into a poster. We have a great big poster of Timeless Rhythms of Soul and Shakespeare. And there are photos of Roger and I performing. What a marvelous way to retain your memories. Oh, dear. Engineer Prince, of all the ways to turn photos into wall art. Now, this is Stephanie, who wrote the article, and I extrapolated it from the New York Times, their travel section. She said she was most interested in trying engineer prints, named for the large, lightweight prints used by architects. For less than the cost of a couple of movie tickets, you can make huge enlargements. It's a particularly aesthetic, one that's most likely to appeal to people who are after an industrial, shabby, chic, or bohemian look. Oh, let's see what else. You could turn it into, I love the idea of a poster. Did you ever think of changing it into a website, putting it on your website, your photo, stories? You tell the story of your trip. Vacation photos. Vacation, where are you? Ah, here it is. Oh, imagine skiing in the Alps. Imagine being in Paris and standing at the base of the Eiffel Tower. Imagine renting a yacht and sailing the Carib and into Mexico, Las Brisas. Oh, my goodness. Okay, now when we talked about engineering, the paper is thin and the lines of the images are softer than a fine art print. And engineer prints need not be formally framed. Oh, I'll be darned. Them to their walls with tape, a crafting tape that comes in innumerable colors and prints, or they hang their prints using wood poster rails or skeleton clips. For a while, engineer prints from photos were primarily available in black and white, but now you can find them in color. Now, you could find out more about engineer to order them. Go to Paraboo, P-A-R-A-B-O Press, which is run by Photo Jojo, an online photography gear shop, Zoomin, a photo printing service in Asia. As with all printing sites, you upload your image, zoom in closer if you like, and then click away. Oh, I love that idea. The site's engineer prints are 4 feet by 3. And cost about $20 black and white and $25 in color. Huh. They're beautiful. I'm looking at them now. And then, how about a fabric print? Not like a bed sheet, but more like a placemat made of mat woven fabric. Now, that's another departure from the traditional photo enlargement. You could order one from such sites as Snapbox, and instead of framing it, you can peel and stick it to your wall. I love that. It's like a placemat with a photo. And then they have wood prints. There are many places that can print photos on hard surfaces, such as metal and acrylic. Printing on wood boards is less common. The grain shows up through your photos, which, thermetically speaking, seem to make sense for certain subjects like nature photos taken at, say, the beach or in the park. But what would something more modern, like a skyscraper or a tower, look like on wood? But be creative. It's your story. You could scan it at known cost. Huh. You want people to come into your home and you want them to see your photos, not home videos. I've had just about my fill of home videos. But first things first, what gives you pleasure? What trip have you taken? Trip are you planning on taking? Will you promise me that you'll turn your vacation photos into works of art? In fact, I'm going to take down the big album that I had from Africa and on board ship. And it just really renewed my interest in bringing life to the memories that I hold dear in my heart. Make it a great weekend. Until Tuesday, hustle up the Hancock. Au revoir.